Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the live Telugu segment, Shri Satya Sai Divya Sandeshashari, and it's now time for us to go to the final segment of this first session of the Thursday Live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of the Vera Jignasa. And along with me is Brother Bhargav to take you along through this journey of the four Fs. Follow the Master, face the devil, fight till the end and finish the game. Sairam Bhargav.
Sairam Ganesh. Sairam dear listeners.
So at the outset, we shall all collectively offer our humble pranams at Bhagavan's lotus feet and with a humble prayer that every thought, word and deed is his inspiration, we shall proceed to today's class with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram.
गणानां त्वा गणपति गुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन् नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती धीनामवित्र्यवतु गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्
सो
गणेश वी स्टार्टेड बाय टॉकिंग अबाउट व्हाट इज जातवेदः व्हाट इज सोमा ऑल दैट इज फाइन बट आवर मेन थिंग इज ऑब्स्टिकल्स करेक्ट How to overcome obstacles, that is what was the main crux of Durga Suktam.
Yes.
So, as we had mentioned before also, dear listeners, that the first stanza actually talks about Agni. Mother Durga comes in the second stanza. So, when we go to the next line of it, Jata Veda Se Sunavama Soma Aratiyato Nidahati Vedaha. So, Aratiyato Nidahati, we just covered this briefly. Actually, Ganesh, if you go to the next line also, Sanah Parchati Durgani Vishwa Naveva Sindhum Duritatyagnihi. So that's also for Agni only. And one thing which I felt very interesting in our Vedic culture and our Sanatana Dharma, our Indian culture and spirituality, there's a word which comes Sanah Parchati. Saha means that in masculine. Saha is Agni. Naha is for us. Because in our culture, we never ask for me. We always ask for us. So, naha is nothing but asmabhyam. Means, for not for me, for all of us. So, whenever I ask for anything, it will always for the common good of all.
Exactly.
And when, you know, Swami says, if you ask for, like, our Swami's prayer for all of his loka samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. So, when you ask for all, automatically you are included in that.
Exactly.
So, automatically that blessings which and the blessings come more when you ask for others and it ultimately comes to you also. So that I just thought we'll share this because Naha is nothing but the Chaturthi Vibhakti for us.
So all your Sanskrit knowledge is very useful
yes.
here. Yes.
So then the second part is Durgani Vishwa. So here one small clarification. Here Durga is not Mother Durga. This is the Durga means something, difficulties.
The obstacles what we are talking
which
about.
Which we talk about. And Durita Tyagni. Even Durita Tyagni, he means we
one
are asking.
Which is difficult.
Difficult to cross. Oh Agni, please help us. So, as we had mentioned, we had discussed last time that Agni also is a manifestation of the divine who gives you the energy, the willpower to achieve things. So, okay, if I just ask a basic question. If I ask you how to properly classify or categorize difficulties, is there a particular thing which comes, yes, this is how it is? Something like that is there, where you feel that, okay, difficulties are of this nature. Difficulties will be because of this. Because when you say difficulties in this stanza, one thing which comes to my mind is Swami talks about asuras. So anything on that?
Actually, when we talk about difficulties, there are two things. One is caused by others.
Mm.
Second one is caused by our own selves.
Yes.
So this is the most important aspect. And most of the time, even the difficulty caused by others might be a reflection of what you are thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you have control over your own thoughts and your own being, maybe there is no difficulty caused by others.
Yes.
That might be a better way for us to put. And the best example that Swami gives of difficulties or obstacles is the Arishadvargas that we have in ourselves.
Yes.
So when we get rid of those obstacles, obviously everything seems so clear for us.
Yes, correct.
So as is your vision, so is the world.
Yeah.
So keep your vision clear and the world is so beautiful for you.
Yes. Like Swami gives, you know, that someone comes and tries to irritate you.
Mm.
If you don't get irritated at all, you don't even bother what is happening.
Mm.
So if my mind is calm and peaceful, any amount of effort from anyone else will not touch me.
Mm.
So Ganesh, probably even the external obstacles or difficulties will cease to exist if you are internally
calm,
at peace, at calm.
Exactly.
Correct? So it finally boils down to the poise, the equanimity of the mind finally.
Yes. So Swami beautifully puts it, the only obstacle between you and me, see, our goal is to reach the God, to reach our true self.
Yes.
So that which separates and remains as an obstacle is nothing but your mind.
Yes.
Because once you remove that veil of mind, then everything is clear. You and the Lord are one and the same.
Yes.
So I have a very beautiful example shared by one of our senior alumni. He was part of the Vedam group also. So he had an opportunity to be with Swami in the interview room.
Mm-hmm.
And then he confessed to Swami that, Swami, lot of bad thoughts are troubling me.
Mm-hmm.
So then Swami looked at him very lovingly and he asked him a very simple question. Like how we are discussing about the outer enemy and the inner enemy.
Yes.
Swami asked him, is it that the mind is running behind you or you are running behind the mind?
Mm.
So that was a very pertinent question and it made him think. Then he paused for a while. Then Swami beautifully pointed out at his handkerchief,
yes,
which was crystal clear white. And then Swami picked up and told him, your mind is as pure and as clean as this handkerchief.
Mm.
And then Swami told, at that time Swami used to chew paan.
Mm.
And then he wiped his lips with that beautiful white handkerchief. And there were some red stains of paan.
Paan.
And then Swami showed him, see, when you use the mind, this is what happens to it.
Mm.
It becomes dirty.
Yes.
So then he didn't have any answer. So then he was looking at Swami and then Swami himself gave the answer. So when you dirty your clothes, what do you do?
Beautiful, huh?
Then Swami himself replied, then the sir replied, Swami, I give it to Dhobi.
Yes.
So when your mind gets dirty like this handkerchief, I am your Dhobi. You give your mind to me.
So sweet, no?
such a complex thing for which sages and seers meditate upon and then they do a lot of sadhana and tapas. And Swami is just making it such a trivial matter as to please give your mind to me, just as if you are giving a cloth to the dhobi.
Yeah. So who else can give such a simple solution to all
exactly.
such problems? Yeah, but see, you triggered one more experience, I remember. I think this was when we just passed out. We were just passing out of our MBA. One of my brothers, my classmates, I noticed him sitting with a small piece of letter, if you say A4 size, a small piece, half of it, little bit. Just folded once and he was sitting with it for a long time. I remember seeing him sitting with it for some 2-3 weeks. Swami used to look at him, but never used to take the letter from him.
Mm.
So this was probably in the last few days before we passed out. March 31st was our last working day. So probably 2-3 days before that, he was very, very upset. He was very, a lot of pain in his heart that I'm not able to give this letter. And seeing him, all of us are also curious. Something is there which he's been praying to and Swami is not responding. So that day is the D-Day for him. So Swami comes and asked him, okay, Enra, give that letter. So when he gives the letter, Swami asks, what it is? What is it? Then he says, Swami, lot of bad thoughts are coming to my mind. Swami, please help me. And you know what Swami says? That time it was like something which we didn't understand, but in the context, in the perspective of what you're telling, so profound. Swami said, Malinya unnadi ani teliste chalra malinyam potundi. Means
the very fact that you identify that the mind is tainted removes the impurity.
The stain is removed. So that time it was like it didn't make any sense because we were. But probably after so many years, and probably when you try to understand a little bit more of what happens to you and your mind, I think it is so pertinent, because when you say, Swami says, constant integrated awareness, attention. If you actually pay attention to your mind 24 hours, 100%. So any thought which comes to you, if you just identify, hey, this is this thought, it just ceases. It just like how sun comes and the mist just disappears, na? Demystifies. So probably that thought, that bad thought, whatever you call it, it just demystifies. So that is such a simple thing which Swami made. But yeah, it's not so easy to actually follow. You try to always be alert what is happening to your mind.
Exactly.
So yeah, these are the two very important aspects of how to overcome the inner obstacles. Anything else we have? Yeah, one more thing which Swami always talks about is never give up. Whatever might be, patience, perseverance, Swami always says. But yeah, before that, probably one thing which always creates a problem for us is the asuric tendencies, which Swami says. And actually, asura is nothing but one who, according to our Puranas, asura is the one who always revels in the sense pleasures. Things that this body and this world is
seeking.
Is permanent. You seek it. But Swami always says this is not the permanent one. There's something which is beyond this. Try to seek that. So probably whenever we take any action, we do anything, when we say, okay, this is what I'm doing, is it asuric or non-asuric? If we can probably do that distinction, it'll be very helpful. And yeah, we will need a lot of determination, lot of willpower and perseverance, as you told, that to actually do that. And you know, Swami, he never leaves any stone unturned to tell us, teach us. Two things which we found interesting. One is the Hanuman on the hilltop. Second, I think it always misses our attention. Those lions which are there in Kulwanthal.
You know, Swami used to pose so often with that.
Sometimes he'll put letter into the mouth of the lion and say, oh, it's not biting me. All that he used to do. But once I remember one brother had shared that actually Swami had told him that this shows my boys and my devotees, be fearless. Face the world with the ferocity of the lions. They never give up. Anything, like, if you see the lions also there, they are not sitting and smiling. They are with their
full vigor.
Full vigor action. Ready to pounce on whatever is there in front of you.
You never see a lion smiling.
Yes. So this, they are always ready. Swami always says, be action oriented like those lions. Always ready to pounce on any difficulty which comes to you. So that is probably a very important lesson. And second, if you see Hanuman, you can never miss that he is not sitting and doing Namasmarana. He is ready to
plunge into action,
actually take the leap, leap to save Mother, whatever, save Lakshmana. So these two, Swami made them so action-oriented. And Swami always says, I remember once when he, this was one of the initial discourses which Swami gave during the inauguration of the university. He says, this university I have started to make heroes of action. Students, my students would be heroes of action. And when you become a hero of action, definitely you'll have a lot of obstacles and difficulties on the way. But there's one more thing where Swami very sweetly says that when a difficulty comes to you, don't come and tell me, Swami, difficulty has come.
That beautiful thing that Swami tells, when a problem comes up, you tell the problem that, oh problem, you are very small. I have a very big God with
me. God with me.
But don't tell God that, oh God, I have a big problem. So that is the way of looking at things.
Yes.
So when we were talking in the beginning, that obstacles outside and the obstacles inside. Inside are the obstacles which show up outside.
Yes, correct.
So,
and even like probably inside, if you are pure and if you are clear and if you are ready, any obstacle outside will not move you at all.
Move you.
you'll be unmoved, you'll be in equanimity in that. So these are the things which probably the first line, lot of things come up in this.
Mm.
So the second line when we come into Durgam
Devi Gum Sharanam Aham Prapadye.
No, this is the second part of the second verse. The first one is Tam Agni Varnam.
Mm.
Again, little bit of Sanskrit. Tam is something where you talk about a Strilingam. Now we are worshipping Mother Durga. Tam means you. And there again, Tam Agni Varnam Tapasaj Jvalantim Vairochanim. All im means second vibhakti. Action is needed. So it is not that I'm telling you, you listen. No. You put into action. What? Mm. Try to meditate on her. Try to pray to her.
Mm.
Try to do an action of pleasing her in some way or other. And who is she? Tam is she. Who is
Agnivarnam?
Who is has the lustre and the
complexion
of fire?
Fire.
And again, some tapasa. Something who herself is a tapasvi. Means Mother Parvati to... Being Mother Parvati, being the mother of the universe, she did so much of tapas to actually just win over Lord Shiva as her husband. And there are two beautiful names which we all, it's a very commonplace names for us, but there's a lot of interesting stories hidden in them.
Mm.
One is Uma. Can you guess? I think you know it.
Uma.
Her mother, if you remember that, when Parvati started doing austerities to please Shiva.
Correct. She was so...
That austerities had taken a toll on her body and she became very emaciated, very lean. And once her mother, Menavati, she comes and sees her in this form, she gets shocked.
Mm.
And spontaneously, a word comes out of her mouth.
Mm.
Oh, means who? Who means, oh my God.
Mm.
Ma means don't do this. So that became a name for Mother Parvati, became Uma. It's a very commonplace name now. And probably one more meaning of it is lustre and light also, which comes here.
Hmm.
The second name is, I think I'm sure you will be able to tell us what is Aparna.
Aparna.
About Aparna. So Aparna is again that, you know, when you do austerities, when she starts doing austerities, she doesn't find any fruition of her austerities, of her tapas, and Lord Shiva doesn't appear. So what she does, she stops her normal food and starts eating only leaves.
Leaves, oh.
And then after some time, even she doesn't find Shiva coming. So she says, what is this? Even after all this,
she stops eating leaves also.
Leaves also and does tapas, and then because of her austerities, Shiva becomes happy and he comes. And then the story we all know. So one who did penance for the Lord without eating even the leaves. Dry leaves or leaves. Aparna. Aparna is leaves. Aparna is without leaves. So probably when we face difficulties and obstacles in our life, probably we should also be ready to face difficulties and do the austerities the way she had done.
Exactly.
So this is very, very special. And probably this is something which gives us an indication that you want to please her, you need to do tapas.
Mm.
Without tapas, nothing will be achievable in this in this world. That is one thing. And then...
Vairochanim.
Vairochanim is, again, Virochana is one who comes in myriad forms.
Mm.
He manifests in different forms.
Multiple forms.
Multiple forms in this universe. And Vairochani is the one who actually makes him manifest these forms. So, Swami says always, that Shiva Shakti, Shiva is the substratum, the basis. And from there, what manifests is Shakti.
Is Shakti.
The whole creation. So, the creative power of the Lord, which actually makes him manifest everything, is the Mother Durga.
Hmm.
And that is what is the meaning of Vairochani. And one more very nice interpretation which Swami gives is about the Shivalingam with the base.
Hmm.
The Shivalinga emerges out of the base. So, the creation is actually happening.
Exactly.
And this is again one more aspect of it. And then, if you go...
Durgam Devigum Sharanamaham Prapadye
Sutara Sitara
Senamaha.
So, first we probably like a dhyana mantra where you need to concentrate on her. She who is the Agni Varunam, who is the one who has done tapasa, jalanti, is fired up with all the austerities. Vairochanim, who manifests or helps others, helps Lord Shiva in manifesting
himself
in all these forms. Karma phaleshu means someone who gives us the
fruit of the action
of our action which we undertake in our life. You know, there is a lot of good parallel. If you see the first anvaka of Rudram, it always talks about the phalam which we get. And if give us the phalam which is favorable and probably mitigate or help in reducing the phalam which is not so good to us.
Actually, we are not supposed to even think of the phalam that we do the action for which we should not think of.
Not only that, like even in when you talk about Lord Krishna telling in Bhagavad Gita, he says you will not get karma phalam. He says don't think about karma phalam; it will definitely come to you. So here also, probably there is an assurance that the karma phalam which comes to you is given by me only. So don't think that you're not getting what is due to you, or you're getting something which is not due to you, and you're not getting what is due to you. Don't think that way. What is perfectly good for you, for your growth, for your understanding, for you to grow spiritually, she is only giving that. Because she is the one who gives you the phalam of your karma, so that you grow in your spiritual life.
Actually, Swami beautifully takes us to the next level of we not getting affected by the karma that we do.
Yes.
So, neither good nor bad, the phala will affect us.
Yeah.
So, in that way, we are like, Swami beautifully tells that we are born with the kantamala called karmamala.
Yes.
So, Swami is giving us a guideline as to how we can get rid of this cycle.
Cycle, yes.
This happened to one of my classmates. His name is Pranesh. He was very, very close to Swami when he was studying his BCom in Vrindavan. So Swami once, he called him into the interview room, and along with him, Swami had called even the Rajmata's family. And then during the course of the interview, one of the family members of Rajmata, he got up and asked Swami, he was a doctor.
Okay.
Then he asked Swami, knowingly or unknowingly, in the day-to-day course of our life, we commit so many mistakes. So, that might be very, very grave. So, how do we come out of this? How should not we get affected by this?
Yeah, very pertinent question.
Very pertinent question.
It's a burning question for all of us.
Yes. So, because constantly all of us are engaged in action.
Yes.
So, how is it that we can come out of that? And then, Swami so lovingly tells, whatever you may do, be it good or bad, knowing or unknowing, your actions, the fruit of the action will not touch you if you do two things.
Oh, so nice.
This is very, very important. First thing, as soon as you get up in the morning, you pray to Swami and tell, before you undertake any action, on your bed when you get up, Sarva Karmanam Saishwara Arpanam.
Okay. Means whatever I'm going to do.
I'm offering it to you. And then, do your daily course of your work. And then in the night, before you sleep, again you pray to Swami and tell, Sarva Karmanam Saishwara Arpanam.
So beautiful.
You offer whatever you are going to do and whatever you have done to Swami. And then Swami beautifully told, if you do this, neither good phala or bad phala is going to affect you. So, Swami beautifully brings out of that cycle, brings us out of that
cycle,
cycle of karma, which is what we are here for.
Yes. So, in this way, he gives a glimpse that he is nothing but Mother Durga only.
Exactly.
So, for our sake, he is ready to become a dhobi also.
Yes.
So beautiful it is.
So, I think with this, we come to an end to this week's
Veda
Jignasa. And I think the listeners can ponder more upon these points which we have told and think what they can share with us, the difficulties that they feel are in their line of obstruction of their sadhana.
And then what, in what way Swami has helped them, so that it will be like so interesting for and enlightening for all of us also to know.
Yes. So you can WhatsApp it to 9393-258-258. So with this, we come to an end to this week's class. And with a humble prayer that whatever we think, whatever we speak, and whatever we do is His inspiration, we bring this episode to a close with the Kshama Prarthana Mantra.
Yadakshara pada bhrashtam matra heenam tu yad bhavet tatsarvam kshamyatam deva narayana namostute visargabindu matrani pada padaksharani cha nyunani cha tiriktani kshamasvasa ishvara aparadha sahasrani kriyante har nishanmaya daso yamiti mamatva kshamasvasa ishvara anyatha sharanam nasti tvameva sharanam mama tasmat karunya bhavena raksha raksha sa ishvara hari om
From a few moments from now, you will be listening to the live Vedam and Bhajans from the Sai Kulwant Hall. Stay tuned to Asia Stream. Sai Ram and happy listening.